everybody. It's the Little Mo Show, and I'm your host. Yes, yours truly, Little Mo. And to my right, I have a special co-host joining me today. Now, you may have seen him on the What's Going Down version of That's My Mama.
It's your boy, Jacquay.
Yeah.
What up? What's good?
Now, we just wrapped up the season for Love & Hip Hop New York.
Thanks.
So it was a pleasure working with you. So we'll get into that.
Okay.
But before we get into your life and all your business, all that good things, we have to hit these internet stories because I always tell people, you know, when you hear it on the internet, you know the internet don't lie.
Yeah,
so there are times I log on to the internet just to see what I was doing in my life because, you know, they know everything about us.
That's
it
a
ain't
fact.
A legend. When they said Little Mo did this, that means you did it. Dynamite and they did
well,
this.
Well, nowadays they be having Photoshop and all that too, so you just never know, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. I done seen some things about myself. I was like, well, I didn't know that, but hey, I'm glad that I can be inclined and enlightened more on myself.
Why not?
But have you heard about what happened with Joel Santana?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, John.
Well, what you had heard?
I mean, I heard that, you know, he was, you know, in the airport.
Yeah.
You know, and he had the hammer
inside. They said
a loaded joint?
They said allegedly a loaded, yeah, ratchet inside his bag. But what happened after that is what has everybody just like, bruh.
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe, you know, he forgot, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you moving, you know what I mean? When you out here, you get into the bag, you doing a lot of shows and all that stuff. Like, of course, you may forget. Like, you got to go to a different state, you know? So.
Well, they said he was, like, leaving Newark Airport and he fled. Why did he run? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He ran?
Yeah, they said he ran. And when you're at the airport, at the TSA, like, you're not going to get away.
Oh, hold on. So hold on.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, too. Was waiting outside for him.
The plane, the gun went on a plane and landed somewhere?
No, he went to the TSA to check in, the thing that go through the X-ray.
Yeah.
And when it was going through that, once they saw the loaded weapon, that's when he made a run for the hills.
I ain't going to hold you.
Yeah.
I would have got a body there, too.
Real rap, but they know who you are.
Still, you know what I'm saying?
Just run for the border.
It's just different, God.
Like, underlay,
you know,
underlay.
When it's right there at that moment, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you just got to get ghosts. Like, I would have got ghosts, too. I ain't going to hold you.
I'm trying to figure
Sonic.
Out. Remember?
Yo. Sonic on the black.
Because I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm trying to get information. Does he have to turn himself in? Because technically, he could have said, like how Cat Williams said, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. What gun? Like, what type of any advice you think we could send Brother Jules?
I just hope that all this stuff, you know, surpass and, you know what I'm saying, and he don't get in trouble for it because at the end of the day, like, you know, we don't know his situation. Somebody probably put that in his bag and he ain't even know about it. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm going to get ghosts because I don't know nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? So, we don't know what the reason, you know what I mean, for
now, that is true. But I know, like, they were saying that, all right, at the security checkpoint, because anytime you have a loaded weapon, like, at an airport, that's a federal offense. So, and they say if the gun was loaded, you know, his fines can approach to somewhere ranging from 10K and up. So that's like a hefty fine. Like, I wonder if he has security. I just think that with his tenure or his years in the industry, it's just certain mistakes that I'm like.
That's what I'm saying. That don't even.
He's been in the
sound
game
like,
too long to. That's what I'm like. Somebody
you know
might have planted.
So that's what I said. Somebody probably put that in his bag, you feel me? Like, he's like, all right, cool, you about to fly out, whatever. We don't
set
never know. Or you probably like Uber nowadays, Uber drivers. You feel
you
me?
Right, don't
you got
sleep.
People that's,
they be
that's
trying to line
you. Taking your bag out and everything. You could be inside the joint, like, you know, I'm gonna plant this in it. You know what I'm saying? You just never know.
Well, I watch all those shows too, like how a lot of, you know, people, they do plant stuff on you.
Yeah, so.
And some people get away with it and some don't. Mm-hmm. But, you know, because I love Jules and I'm just you know, I'm just part of that, you know, remember the Dipset and
I
see him, Cam, and and Jimmy. They took a picture I saw on social media. I don't know if they bringing the family back together, but
hopefully they push through this,
or I don't know. You know, the first thing people think of is, was they gonna be on Love & Hip Hop again? Because, you know, it's girls on Love & Hip Hop and they thinking this might be a secret storyline.
Yeah,
I don't know, but as of now, they always add extras on it. Speaking of extras being added on it, Safari.
What's up with Brody?
Oh, man, this is what the internet saying, because you know the internet don't lie.
They always saying something.
Well, he's been hanging out really close with Juju.
Uh-huh.
Ironically, that's Cam's ex. And so he had some photos leaked. And what I must say is, because you're in the industry too, so I'm pretty sure yours gonna be leaking. So people, listen. Listen. Sometimes you don't even know you took the jaunts. You're chilling with Bay, and then everything hits the internet. I just tell everybody be prepared for everything. Well, the legend naked photos that have leaked, which they're his, because he's basically let everybody know he's done interviews about it, and that actually helped propel his the single Hunted.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's been like, well, I like Safari, mm-hmm. and I had heard what had happened with everything, but now he's like, his fan base is tapping in.
He's definitely like making a lot of, you know, moves out here, and I'm happy for him, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, I feel like all the DJs, they want a record from Safari. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I just came from, you know, CIAA, and he was out there going crazy. Like,
he has a great personality.
He was doing radio. He was doing so many things. And it's like, yo, it's like the PDs. Everybody want him to have a record, and he's definitely.
Do you think a lot of people had counted him out at first because he was only known as
The Shadow?
The hype man.
And then, as we all know, he's a dope writer. So, it's about time that he actually have something that he could start, you know, moving forward with, you know.
I know that Charlamagne had made a comment before, was like, a lot of people be clowning Safari. They be saying, like, he's so hype and he's so this and that, and just breaking out of that shadow of being, like, Nicki's ex.
Yeah.
Breaking out of that shadow. They didn't think, he said, I think what's going to happen is Safari's going to get a hit and it's just going to come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And just ironically, Right then and there, the news leak now, everybody, like, his...
Everything. It is so happy, like how that just came out of nowhere, because that was the same day of the Paradise remix was dropping that same exact day.
But he said he didn't leak the photos, was perfect timing.
It's perfect timing, but, you know, it's a timing for everything. So now it's like everything that, you know, that is like he touches is like it grows.
Pause.
Like the Paradise remix.
Pause. No.
Yo, hey. Hey, yo, I'm done.
No.
How you?
Hey, got a bit of
yo,
that, man.
I'm done. No, but it's like everything. Yo, come on, son. And now it's like, I got to watch what I say.
Oh, I'm the pause police. Boop, boop.
The pause police.
No, that is true. It's like now, it's crazy that ever since that situation of Fiasco, everything that he's done, now everybody's going back and they're like, from the Paradise remix, which honestly was doing good anyway, because the viewership from Love & Hip Hop New York alone helped push it, but now that, like, propelled it more. So now he's, like, really, really walking around in his fur coat and every stage that he hits.
Yes.
Like, people are going crazy. I know the ladies love him. He's like, I would say, this generation's LL Cool J. Mm. He's just a cool guy. Like, everybody, like, people really love Safari.
Yeah.
They just love his personality. At first, people were saying crazy, oh, he's corny, he's this. And I'm just like, no, he's really a cool guy. Strict. His personality is crazy.
Nah, he's
but
really dope, man.
Even though I'm bigging him up, like, honestly, your personality as well, people just naturally love Jacquay. So, like, what do you think it is about you that people, like, they gravitate to you? Because you're really, like, you're lit, you're lovable, and, like, you know what I mean?
I would have to say, you know, I live my truth. You know, I'm down to earth. You know, I like to have fun. You know, my thing is, I like to, you know, keep smiles on everybody's faces.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then, you know, like, who wouldn't want that type of person around them? You feel me? So that's why everybody loves Jacquay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I bring the excitement to the room.
So you all like LL Cool J. Ladies love cool. Jay. Jacquay. We gotta figure out something, because with the love, and I will say honestly, from day one since we met you, because we were both on Love & Hip Hop New York together, and sitting in those, remember those meetings that you have to have
you
have to have these certain meetings where, you know, you're just like, listen, you're just, what are they, like, safety meetings, safety precaution meetings, but you just always been consistent, and that's what I always respected about you. But when you initially did the meeting, you were there with Sophia, which y'all started out, let's give everyone a brief story. So y'all started out together.
Yeah, we started off, me and Sophia was dating, you know, for 6 months. And, you know, it's before the show.
Was that pre or post Safari? Because she...
I mean, you know, it was after Safari, you know,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, I didn't know that, until later on down the line. But, me and her was dating, we was vibing and all that. And then, of course, we got the opportunity.
Yeah.
And, she used to, try to gas my head up, telling me, before I left out, because, she was staying with me. And she was she was like, yo, remember who you love? So, it was brainwashing me. So every time I start filming, I wouldn't do funny things or even try to do anything to mess up our relationship. But finding out she was giving vibes to someone else.
Wow.
So, it's much more bigger because, me and Sophia, we was already, going at it before we even started shooting.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't, a lot of people would say, like, yo, listen, it was about the dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I can't believe he got upset because of the dog. Like, no.
But
it's
no,
not about the
like
dog.
That's...
Behind the scenes, it was so many other things that was going on in our relationship.
Gotcha.
That I was just like, yo, I was so fed up. And then at that moment, I'm just like, you know what? I'm done. Get out of here.
But that was the ultimate no-no. You don't accept no gifts from not only the op, but from... someone else. When you're in a relationship, it's certain things that you just don't do, and that was a no-no.
That was
and just seeing that play out in front of people's face, because a lot is edited and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So behind the scenes, she comes home with a dog, like Snoop say, because it's rapping Baltimore. And was you like, oh, where you get the little cute puppy at? This for us?
Yeah, exactly. And then
how she know you wasn't allergic, or who said y'all could have dogs at the place? Like, who said? Did she even let you know?
She took it upon herself.
They just put it. Because you will be put on the spot, literally walk in the house and what's up with Fido? Like, what she did?
Nah, she took it upon herself to, make... It was her decision to move like that,
And it pissed me off because I was just like, Jacque is not somebody that you, play to the left. Like, ever since when we first saw you, I was just like, yo, you were real protective. Like, you always introduced her. Yo, this is my lady.
Yeah.
Like, you was
That's
real...
How I am.
You were just real gentlemanly. And so I'm just like, why was she... Like, I hate when people do that. So she met her match with what y'all call lames are.
Yeah.
and just, like, it just took a turn. And then we ain't seen no more from her. But everywhere she went after that, she just kept on getting her ass kicked. And even at the boxing thing, like, you still was protective, but you still kept your distance. You was just like, yo, this is my people's.
I didn't want to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, she... I must say, like, I'm not a type of person to downplay any women. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
No female at all. You know what I'm saying? But, at that moment, when I walked into the, the sparring match, I was just like, dang, like, she's here too? Because I didn't even know she was going to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, so you get your itinerary, you're like, all right, who here?
Yeah, it threw me off when I realized, I'm like, oh, she here too?
Yeah.
And then, and just by her just keep, like, she always want to just, keep apologizing to me, keep apologizing.
Yeah.
Why are you keep apologizing?
She needed, like, a place to stay.
I mean.
Because she couldn't stay at James' house because he got a whole lifestyle that everybody didn't get to see.
I don't know, man. She just, Sophia, I guess,
Damn.
But she just in a different, but she's a good female, but I don't know what's going on with her.
Maybe she's just trying to find herself.
I feel that she actually is trying to find herself because she have, like, anger management. You know what I'm saying? Like, she has
really?
An anger problem. Yeah. So she goes to anger management classes.
Well, she should go to how to not get your ass kicked classes because everybody whooped her ass. Like, it got to the point where it was just like everybody thought that she was the Raggedy Ann of the season
because
they were like, everywhere she go, like, people, she done got drinks thrown on her. She was like, oh, because I'm pretty. Like, she tried to pull the pretty card and nobody cared. It was just like, all right, we just going to let her just fizzle out.
I'm going to just sip this.
Hello, let's sip this tea. What is... Actually, soda. I would shout
you
it out.
You fancy. You got the ice.
I got the pinky out.
You got
out.
The whole thing decked up over here. You got the lip gloss. You got
everything.
Oh, yeah,
everything. We
litty. Skittles and all that. That's right.
It's a minute for real. I'm about to say I want to shake a few up and crunch them chunks. So now she's out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, so in TV terms or TV time, because we were filming since last May. So it's almost like a year worth of filming. So it looks like you broke it up with her 1 week.
Mm.
And it's like you didn't have no space to really heal. And then you get into a new relationship. But really, it's like time in between.
Yeah.
Just seeing that play out on TV, what was your actual healing process?
Meeting Cayenne.
How'd y'all meet? Was y'all like at Starbucks or?
I actually met her at the meeting. You know, I always knew of Cayenne, you know. But, you know, at our sit-down meeting and everything, you know, I was, you know, vibing, talking to her and everything like that. And it was vice versa. And then I was like, yo, maybe, you know, we can link up. And then it took Bianca to, you know, to set up this whole little meet and greet joint that I ain't know nothing connection. About. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, I like Shorty, like her vibe, the way that she came at me while we was filming. You know, so I'm like, oh, snap, I could really rock with her.
Because she's just real New York.
You know, so she's official all the way. You feel me? So, you know, that's how that, you know, the connection was already there on first sight, you know.
Was you afraid because with it being televised and being recorded and just like, just from going from one breakup to having a heel in between and still maintain, then to go into relationship and, you know.
I mean, you know, like, you know, TV make it seem like it just happened
like,
yesterday.
Like, oh, I broke up with her on Tuesday, Wednesday.
And then it was a little gap. It was a little gap, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, it took like probably like a few weeks.
Yeah.
It took like a few weeks, you know, but me and her connected.
And so everything's still going strong?
Yeah, everything. Of course, you know you're going to have relationship issues.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's how you grow, and it's certain things I don't like, and it's certain things she don't like. But, you know, it's all about just coming together and having understanding and having a your communication is on point. That's how everything just grows.
The other thing is just, like, how do you balance it all out, I would say, with that? Because, all right, y'all were introduced to the public via Bianca, but she's How would I say it? Okay, that's the way you have to technically make it look. But y'all had like met each other before that, and then just to see your relationship play out, how do you make sure that you don't run into the same situation, and you know, with social media adding extras on it, and then have it? I know there was an altercation because you're cool with Bree or Brittany as well, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or were y'all cool? Are y'all still cool?
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, I haven't spoke to Bree in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because of the, you know, this whole, like, oh man, that's a different story.
All right, just in case people didn't know. Okay, during filming in Love and Hip Hop, some of the crew and cast took a trip to St. Martin, and it was like just to basically help out because the hurricanes had tore the island up. So during the family gathering, you know, when you get them all together, that's when, you know, everything gets real. So Bree, which is Brittany Taylor, she and Cayenne exchanged words. What actually was the beef? And then what, you have your girl and then you have your friend. And then you have to pick a side right in front of the whole world.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was crazy.
That was on my heart.
I mean,
I was like, oh.
Like, I mean, you know, like, you, basically, Cayenne, she don't know Bree, you know? And Bree always kept throwing shots at Cayenne. So, you know.
Did you ever tell, like, chill, like.
Yeah, I was like, yo, listen, y'all need to, you know, like, let's focus on other things. Like, why even beef?
When it was like, when you see it back, it just looks like, and that's what I always didn't ever want to happen. It's just like being put in a situation where you have to pick a side.
Yeah.
And you know, they say pick a side, then stay there. Then it looks like, oh, Cayenne just like, okay, well, whoever I don't like make, not saying that that's what she did, but it just looks like, okay, well, I don't like your friends, so now y'all can't be friends. And putting you in the middle, like when they had that, when Brittany was on one end of the table and she's like, well, here come your friend now. And it's just like, no, like, that's my girl and I'm not going to pick a side. But then it got heated. And it got misconstrued because she did not wish death upon her grandmother. But that's how we used to say, if you lying, I'm flying. Right. Or I put that on my grandmother's grave. I put that on my grandmother.
Yeah, fact. She wasn't coming from that place. Yeah,
so now you could clear the air.
Mm-hmm.
What was actually really said there?
I mean, you know, she was like, all right, cool. So put this on, like, basically put this on everything you love.
If you're telling the truth.
Like, if you're telling the truth. And she's like, yo, well, guess what? You know what I'm saying? And then when that, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I felt, you know, I felt a type of way because, you know, like, of course, you know, Brittany, sis, you know what I'm saying, and Cayenne and my lady. But just hearing that from Cayenne, like, I'm like, yo, dang, son.
Yeah.
Like, why would you feel me? Like, it's just the way it sounded. It's just like, yo, just, damn, at that moment, it was like, what?
Because Brittany's grandmother's actually sick, like, right? And that's
exactly. So, it threw me off that, you know, that because mind you, I'm on both sides of the fence. I'm trying to understand, yeah. like, what's up?
But ladies, ultimately, you have to pick your lady's side.
Yeah, no, but the thing about it is, but if my lady wrong for something,
yeah.
I have to let her know that she's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Now, you got that. But one thing about me is I be telling, whether I'm right or wrong, when we out in public, I'm right. So, like, what was that? What was that ride home like? Well, back because y'all was in St. Martin.
Nah,
like,
nah,
you didn't ever feel awkward? Like, damn, like, y'all really put me in some sticky situation.
Nah, right after that situation, that's when I got, you know, started chilling with NIEs.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
that's what happened.
Quay. Woo. it just went. I was like, oh man.
Nah, you know, I just want this, you know, somebody to talk to at the, you know, and then she was there to, you know, to holler at the kids. So.
But then they said she showed her coochie.
Yeah, she showed the box and
it's
you know,
cute. What it look like? I want to see.
No feedback.
So she just busted out. Like, was y'all drinking? What was the scene?
It was a group of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was all chilling, vibing. And mind you, we was all just, you know, drinking and everything like that. And, you know, and then, you know, NIEs. We all know NIEs. She don't care.
One thing about NIEs, she ain't got no pics.
Yeah,
like she's just a free spirit. And that's what I do love about her. But the way it came across is just like, all right. It just, y'all gonna beef over here. I'm gonna go chill. And then NIEs, everybody know she'll pull that thing out like a credit card.
And I was like, oh, snap.
So she just chilling there, sipping, and she just like, wanna see my.
No, she was like, yo, listen, I just shaved it. And I'm like, huh?
I'm not a dude. See, I just shaved my vagina.
There it goes.
Cause she give you Tony Montana.
There it go. So when she did that, you know, but while she was saying it, she was lifting it up. I'm like, oh.
And it was just out.
Snap, you feel me? And then it was
like
you know,
see you.
Like minutes passed, and then that's when I was like, yo, listen, let's go smoke hookah.
Yeah.
You know, and then we was just vibing, and I fell asleep in her room, and that was it.
So nothing happened?
Yeah, nothing happened. Nothing.
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 I think you're telling the truth because you looked me in the eye.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. A lot of people were like, yo, son, you ain't nothing happened. I don't lie on my boy.
And I understand that because, too, she's married.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, because we got to take a quick break, that also caused another disconnect with you, your lady, and Anais's vagina. So more with the Little Mo Show right after this.
Yeah.
Whoa. It's your boy, Steve Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Baby, we are back to the Little Mo Show. We talk about shave coochies and everything. Jacquay, you bring the ladies out.
Yeah.
Baby, okay. So I have my co-host with me today.
What's up with it?
From Love & Hip Hop New York.
Jacquay.
Recording artist, entertainer.
Uh-huh.
A very energetic Jacquay. Like, you chilling today.
I love this. You know, it's so crazy because I don't do this on a regular. Like, I'm learning to calm it down just a bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll normally be like, yo, because this joint is so crazy.
Now,
you
be lit.
Now it's like, I just love the vibe.
I was like,
right
did
now,
you take
know?
A weed?
And this is my first time doing a podcast. So
that's
why I want to just talk slow so everybody can understand what
Man,
I'm saying.
Damn, all that. We talk mad fast over here like I let. No.
So this is my first podcast, so I'm just happy to be here.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for letting me break your podcast cherry because for the first time. But, like, before we took the little break, we were talking about Anais, her vagina, and how it, like, she showed it to you. At first, I thought it was a picture, but she actually showed it in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
You fell asleep. Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
But who convinced you to tell your lady about it? Was you, like, you know, because some things is just like, I don't want to tell her. Was it a guilty conscience, or was you thinking Anais might blurt it out, and then my girl gonna be mad at me because she had just forgave you for?
Nah, I just felt like Cayenne. She deserved to know. You know, like
gotcha.
I couldn't just let anybody else
have that,
you know,
one up.
Go and be like, yo, listen, don't you heard that you meant and then now she could come to me and be like, yo, why you ain't come to me about this, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't want her to think that I was doing some funny things behind her back. So I just felt like, nah, you need to know this.
And that's honorable. And I honestly respect that about you because this generation has this thing of everybody puts everything on social media. And even though there may not be anyone there, for some odd reason, there are things that come out just like, why you ain't tell me? I'll use me, for instance. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, maybe you can give me some insight. with me and my husband's storyline, even though we had to recreate a lot of stuff because a lot of our stuff happened like in 2014, 2015, whatever the case may be, but because this is 2018, when you have to relive it and then new things come out, it's just like a lot of the issues that I would say plagues the industry, and a lot of people were telling us before we even signed on to do Love and Hip Hop, they was like, be careful, reality TV, that breakup, that ruins relationships. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. I don't think that. Honestly, I think it reveals your true self, and if anything's going to come out, that would be the perfect opportunity for anything that you want to hide.
Facts.
But just like from the outside looking in, what made you decide to just be like, let me just give it a heads up? Is it because of social media, or because nobody really was there to tell? You could have really kept it a secret, and y'all are just girlfriend, boyfriend, with y'all not being married. You really could have took that one to the grave.
I could have or not. I just, like I said, I live my truth, you know what I mean? And I like to be true to whoever I'm dealing with and whoever I'm around. And you know, she deserves that. You feel me? Like, she shouldn't be walking around thinking that another female got one up on her. You feel what I'm saying? And I ain't want that for her. So I just felt it was kind of hard to explain it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because no matter what, when you hear that another chick,
like, you can't go around it, God. You might as well just say it. So it's just like,
but do you think, because she forgave you.
Yeah, she did.
And I know she was a bit hurt because I remember like being like, yo, son, are you serious? Would you have forgiven her, I guess, within a nice time frame? If, all right, we know Safari got the nude out there, but what if he would have showed her his wee-wee at there? Would you have been like, oh, it's cool?
Oh, it's cool?
Like, how do men forgive? Like, we as women, we have to forgive so much, so fast, right then and there, and just go through the motions.
I mean, it would have to be a balance, you know what I'm saying? Like, gotcha. Of course, like, I can't get mad, you feel me? Because at the end of the day, yeah, it's like she hurt from it. And of course, yeah, I might, you know, be upset about it too. But I can't just be like, oh, nah, it's only just a one-way street. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, it have to be a balance.
Does she trust you around NIS anymore? Y'all, it's not going to happen again? Because you don't give me that type of vibe like, oh, nah, he on some sneak shit. Nah, but for real, the ladies love you, Jay.
Yeah, nah, I know.
I was at your party. Like, and you know, like, you know? It seemed like a lot of chicks was like peeking around, making sure, okay, because she would throw at you.
Yeah, that's a
but
fact.
But soon as they figured the coast was clear, they were shaking something.
That's that's a fact. Nah.
No, that's the real. It's just like you have a real inviting, a nice, warm spirit about you, and that's a good thing. Yeah. But then sometimes it's just like, damn, like these bitches always want a shoulder to cry on, but they like, and they know your chick, so it's just like, how do you beat the temptation? Because it's out there. Like, you got married chicks showing you they box. So just imagine what these.
I mean, I can't never stop like.
What people gonna do,
you know what I'm saying? They're gonna do what they do at the end of the day. But like I said, it's all about communication. So if me and her is on the same page, it's like, yo, listen, we're in the same industry. Like, women is gonna throw themselves at me, just like guys are gonna try to holler at you. You know what I'm saying?
She's a very pretty girl.
Yeah, and she's very talented. So it's like I can't put myself like in this, like, yo, nah, I don't want nobody, whatever like that.
Yeah.
Like, she got to sell herself. You feel me? We in the same industry. Like, we got to work. So I don't have a problem with none of that. Like, I wouldn't even be tight if she seen it from somebody else or whatever thing. Like, I wouldn't be tight, you know?
Damn, that's dope then.
Yeah, because you know what? Because it's a communication. You know what I mean? So it's like, once you got that, I'm like, all right, cool. That's what.
And it's one thing to honestly win a woman's trust. Like, because one thing I would say about me, and I think I can speak for a lot of New York or Northeast women from Philly, Baltimore, it's hard for us to trust. Mm-hmm. And so once you do trust, and then it just seemed like, soon as you get in a relationship, like, we here, mm-hmm. I mean, the butterfly wings, all just legs all over, just all bow, 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 just everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta dodge them like bullets. But I'm pretty sure a lady's been on you from the rip just because of who you are.
Yeah.
But now you have to dodge it even more. And then both of y'all are in the industry and just fighting through. Trust me, that's one of the things that me and my husband are working through. Because mm-hmm. I was just like, it just seems like soon as, I know chicks was throwing themselves at you, but now that you're with Little Mo, now, like the throwage, it's just like through the roof. And now that he's on Love and Hip Hop, I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me.
It's different.
Because I know you, at the boxing event, That's why I found out that he had an Instagram. Mm. And so what they didn't show you after that is that now that I run the Instagram, but I do see some of the people who was trying to curve or that was trying to be, like they had no rap back then. Now all of a sudden, you in Philly, you around, pull up. I'm trying to, and I'm like, I will beat this bitch the fuck up. Like, you know you fucking, but, and that's my husband.
Yeah.
So if you know that was one of the issues, why would you even want to put yourself out? Like, these bitches really don't know who they fucking with. I'm like, I'm 7:30, which is a code for crazy.
I can see it, guys.
And mine's is, I admit it. Mm-hmm. But moving forward in the trust department, I'm glad that y'all got to a point where it's just like, okay, I already know what to expect.
Yeah, it's balanced, yeah.
So, and then you respect the fact that, like, we all done been through some things.
Yeah, facts.
So moving forward, like, what could we expect from, I guess, like, are you going to do another season of Love & Hip Hop?
I mean, we in the works right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about it. You know, I did a wonderful job, you know, for my
you
first
did an
season.
Exceptionally you know? Great job.
Thank you.
No, I'll like, say, like, because a lot of people, they're one way, them cameras come on, they're another way, and then they don't know how to balance it out. They get hype. But you, like, one thing, I pay attention.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I really love the way you handle every situation.
I appreciate it.
Because
that.
A lot of people try to win their women back on camera and they wind up looking like the same thing Anais showed you. But you handled it like a gentleman.
I appreciate it.
But I know you're going to be tested and tried. That's just what comes with it.
Yeah.
So how are you balancing it all? Okay, come back for another season, the relationship, music.
Yeah, music.
Where we at with all that?
You know, I'm always in the studio, you know, writing for, you know, other artists and, mm-hmm. I got a mixtape that's about to drop, like, you know, soon. So,
okay.
I must say, dang, I got bookings going crazy. You know
you
what I mean?
You lit.
Like,
you lit.
You know what it is? Because, you know, I got this whole thing called Stepdaddy Quay. You know,
okay, yeah,
loves.
What is that about?
I mean, you know, like, I actually came up with that name when I made the single I have right now called Shake Sound.
Okay.
So, you know, it's buzzing in the clubs right now. You know, a lot of ladies sending me videos, of course, shaking it. You know what I'm saying? But Kanye, she understands. Cool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, please. My heart can't take much more.
So, you know, like, sometimes my Instagram page turned to a twerk page. You know what I'm saying? Because a
it's
lot
lit.
Of people, you know, it's turned up. So. But I got this whole Stepdaddy Quay movement. I'm getting booked in different cities just because of the title Stepdaddy Quay.
Gotcha.
I'll be having like twerking events going, you know. So I'm about to start this BBW tour. I'm like I like to see, you know, other women, you know, do their thing too.
Really? Yeah. Do they win prizes?
Yeah, they win prizes. Win cash prizes.
So how do people go about booking you?
Oh, only thing I do is go to Jaquay Bookings at Gmail.
Yeah. And how you spell that? Because they be like, is it J-A-K?
Oh, yeah, they be putting the C. It's Jaquae Bookings at gmail.com.
Because there's another artist. His name is Jaquees.
Jaquees,
have y'all met each other?
Yeah, that's the homie.
That's what I was to say. Yeah. Are y'all going to do something together? I think that would be super dope.
In the future. That would be crazy, too. Jaquees and Jaquae.
Yeah, now that would be super lit.
Yeah, but now that's the homie. Like, you know, he been grinding, working, you know, for the longest. Like, when I used to work with Mollins Behavior, like, he was around
that
time.
Oh, my God. So you got... Give us a little bit of your discography, cause like you're lit. Don't try to act like you're not.
I mean,
like,
a lot of people
toot your horn, bump, bump, bam.
I'm gonna toot it. A lot of people may think, you know, I got my break from Love & Hip Hop. Like,
no,
it just got started now. I've been, you know, grinding for the longest. Like, I was a part of a group called The Hood Presidents. Shout out to Jason Fox. He had a record called The Aunt Jackie. It was right after the Chicken Noodle Soup. I was out there, you know, going crazy with the record. And I wanted to learn more about the business, so I joined the Bad Boy Street Team. I was out there handing out, you know, flyers doing
and
retail.
And Bad Boy had the hottest street team.
Promoting everybody, like, going hard. I was doing Interscope artists also. I was all over the place with that. Mm-hmm. And I was a hype man for this artist named Fred the Godson, you know, from the Bronx. And he was the one I said, yo, I think you should focus, you know, on your music. Mm-hmm. And ever since I dropped the record called Big Booty Judy, had a girls going crazy in the club. Shouts to Cardi B. That was like her money making record. You know,
okay.
I know her way before all this. And dang, man, I got a movie placement. You know, signed a deal with Lionsgate. I signed a recording deal. You know, I like
blessed.
Like, yo, I got a lot of things. And right now, it's all about Shake Zone.
Nah, for real though. So, would you say like, are you bringing like that? Remember how like Uncle Luke had. Like all of that, but you got
oh, yeah,
Big
yeah,
Booty
yeah,
Judy
yeah.
Shake.
I'm the new school Uncle Luke.
Got you.
I'm the new school and stepdaddy Quay. You know what I'm saying? I want to see you shake something. What up with it?
Do you have any kids?
No, I don't have no kids.
Okay.
Yeah. No kids, live by myself. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down.
So what's the name? Ain't got, what the girl name? Sophie, she ain't leave no stuff at that. Oh, can I come back? Because I forgot my flipper.
She tried that.
Really?
She tried that. Got that out of there.
Like, not every day.
She tried that, but it was over. It's over.
I got you. So we got music, movies.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody, anything that you haven't worked with that you wanted? Because right now the world is your oyster, baby. Like, you on fire.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, everybody definitely calling me up for my hooks. Like, I have records with Jim Jones, DJ Luke Nasty, Mac
Wiles. And I believe
Wiles,
I asked you to Eric Bellinger. So.
Yeah, we need to get some ASAP. Hello? You feel me? Like, let's get it. Like, damn. Right after the show. You
know? Hello?
And like, I'm always, you know, doing features, you know, for everybody. So, you know, like, that's what I'm, like, if it's not TV, then it's me in the studio going crazy.
Okay.
Just getting the bam, man.
Nah, for real, though. And it's a lot of, like, shows coming out. I know Snoop got her acting thing going on. Mm-hmm. And it's, who else from the cast really is in their acting bag? I was just in a movie Once Upon a Time in Philly. Are you looking to get into more acting besides
yes,
reality?
I
think
it'll
be really dope.
Yeah, I would
like
love
how
to.
They have these shows, like they got The Shy and well, The Wire's not coming back, but I can see you on Power.
I was just thinking that too. And I just left This Is 52. I just left
really?
From over there from the office. Yeah, but they, you know.
Who
time
you
would
with
tell.
Huh? Who you was over there with? Was 50 there?
Oh no, 50 was there, but he was moving around and stuff like that.
Nah, like speaking, like I see you on that. Like I just think that yeah.
I can play a role. What's up with it?
Nah, real rap. I see you. Who side would you be on? Kanan, Ghost, Tommy.
Maybe Ghost.
Or even Rotimi. He plays Dre.
Rotimi, my boy. I probably just had to tag team with him. That's my boy right there.
I just want to be on there and play Kanan's
cool
baby
too.
Mother.
That's
I just don't. They could kill me off the show. Like, I could just say hi and then I could get killed off the show. But it's just something about Power that it just commands a certain type of personality. And I think that you're that. I could see you on. I could really see you on something
I'm
like that. I think that'll be lit.
I'm ready for it. And this is what I'm in it for. You know, I want to get there.
You there, bro. You there.
Nah, it's a lot more work to do.
Yeah, people think that, oh, he on Love & Hip Hop, now I'm about to be on this other show. It's a process,
yeah,
but
I just
think that you're one of the people I think we're going to see a lot of.
Oh,
because
man,
I've been doing
blessing.
This for 20 years. I know I look like I'm 23, but trust and believe, I'm 68. Yeah, I was 63 the last show, so I'm 68 this year. No, I'm not.
Oh.
But he looked at me like I was, are you kidding me?
Yo,
you
no,
tried
no,
it.
Yeah, because I'm like...
You Gerard and me and my young ass has a chaplain.
I to say, like, going for a second. All right.
Where can everybody contact you at, follow you? Where can they shake something, send videos? And
ladies, send all your videos to my Instagram. It's Jaquae, mm-hmm. Jaquae, Jaquae. Yeah.
Okay. And then that's where they can send the videos.
They can send the videos. They can hit me in the inbox if you want to book me.
Gotcha.
If you want to book me, you could also go to Jaquae@Jaquae.com. You know, I'm reachable.
Yeah. Very reachable, very approachable, very down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
But I say book them now for that because that price going up.
Yeah, price is definitely going
that
up.
That price is going up.
Definitely going up.
And a lot of people don't know, like, you really are the plug.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that's been rocking the first, he the one. Down the shoes on my feet. Like, no, I really appreciate
Come
that.
On,
like,
man.
You looked out.
Because,
you know,
good?
A lot of people say, yo, I got you, I got you. Like, you literally was like, pull up. And
mm-hmm.
we pulled up, and I was just like, wow, like, you really... looked out on everything. And I want to say I appreciate you for my family, for like for everything, because
yeah,
that's rare in this
love.
Industry. Everybody want
to
keep everything
to
themselves. They don't want
to
share what you share. And so for that, the doors are always open. The couch is always available to
I
sit anytime
it.
You want to promote or push anything, whether it's you by yourself, you and your lady and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, we here for you.
You know what? So, and I truly appreciate it. And you know what we should do?
What's
we
up?
Should, you know, y'all two should be together and I'm going to bring Cayenne. And we're
okay.
just going to have this, like, little, like back and forth, like, far as in, like, relationships, like far as in, like, you could school us on
okay.
some things, and then I could just, you know.
And then we could do, like, how much do Quay know Cayenne back
Ooh,
and forth?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Let's
Yo,
get to it.
We'll do that ASAP.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm with that. You know
we'll
what
set
that?
It up.
It looks like that's we're going to get this started, y'all.
No, I like that because a lot of people always want to know, how do you make it work? Because when do you sleep?
I don't sleep. I'll be honest with you. I only got like 2 hours of sleep.
I knew it was late because so my husband was like, hit Quay. And I was just like, well, it might be late. He was like, no, hit him right now, Mo. It's okay. Because I always say, babe, at my level because it's after hours. And I was like, yo, I said, he hit right back.
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't even have the group text. So, you know what I'm saying?
That was like, what, like 5 minutes? What was it? Like?
Because, you know, the time went up. So oh, it was, yeah, okay. So it was like 4 a.m.
And yeah,
I was just like, I don't want it to be no crazy hours and be like, I don't play that.
Nah, I still haven't get no sleep yet. I only just slept like 2 hours and I was there and I'm still moving.
No
and
sleep quick. So
no sleep quick.
Yeah.
And I got more stuff I got to do today. I got to stop by a studio session and I got to stop by a safari event. It's like so
you working?
Going to 2 clubs tonight. Like, well, I know one thing. I'm going to get some sleep tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
But right. Yes, okay.
I need to get some sleep, man, for real.
Making sure he gets some rest, because for real, you don't want your body shut down. And you be like,
no word.
Come on, we here. Thank you to Next Level, the OG Podcast Network, and to my family, because if you guys wouldn't tune in, then my kids wouldn't have nothing to eat. I'm just going to put it on out there like that. Thanks for watching and looking and showing love. Thank you to my special co-host who joined me today,
yeah,
Mr. Jacquay.
Thank you.
Ladies love him. He's the realest. He's the illest. And like I said, the doors are always open. This is the Little Mo Podcast. We signing off for the day.